ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Me'ila is dedicated anonymously in honor of Rabbi and Mrs. Yaakov Metz.
Rabbi, we are excited to inform you, our dear listeners, that at the upcoming Shas Illuminated Siyum HaShas, which will take place in Lake Terrace in Lakewood, New Jersey on December 15th, we will proudly honor the dedicated Talmidei Chachamim who have been instrumental in spreading Shas Illuminated to every corner of the Torah world. We will be honoring as guest of honor and the Amud HaTorah Award Rav Aaron Sorcher Shlita. In addition, we will be honoring all of the other Shas Illuminated Magidei Shir with the Harbotzes Torah Award. Many of the Magidei Shir will be gracing us with their presence at the Siyum HaShas. To place an ad in the journal in their honor, or to register for the Siyum, please go to shasilluminated.org/Siyum, that is shasilluminated.org/Siyum, or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427. We look forward to sharing the Simcha of Kavod HaTorah together with you.
Me'ilo Daf Yud Aleph. We'll now begin Be'ezer Hashem, the third parak of Vlad Chatos. The first Mishnah of our parak is identical to the first Mishnah in the fourth parak of Temura. Be'ikr the dinim of Chatos HaMeses are discussed over there in Temura. We won't be ma'arich on this inyan over here. However, we will mention briefly a fundamental machlokes between Rashi and Tosis over here. Now just derech agav, when we say Rashi, we understand this is referring to the Mefarish over here, which many Achrayim have already pointed out. This is not really the Pirush of Rashi. In the Hakdama of the Sefer Takanas Ezri discusses this. He quotes B'Shem a number of Achrayim, the Birchas HaZevach, the Yad Malachi, and Takanas Ezri himself proves this way also, and this is not really the Pirush of Rashi. The Takanas Ezri himself suggests that really this is the Pirush of Rabbeinu Gershon. He says, now that we have the Pirush of Rabbeinu Gershon printed on the side of the Gemara, we see that this Pirush, which was originally Miyuchas to Rashi, is very similar to the Pirush of Rabbeinu Gershon. He suggests it really was the Pirush of Rabbeinu Gershon, just there was a certain Talmud who was Moisif and Megarei a little here and there. But Akapan, for our purposes, we'll use the term Rashi and Mefarish interchangeably. When we say Rashi, we don't necessarily mean that it's really the Pirush of Rashi. But Akapan, there's a fundamental machlokes between the Mefarish and the Pirush of Tosis. How to understand the words of the Mishnah, V'she'iv v'shnosa v'sha'ovda v'nintus b'alazmum, imi shekibru habaylam tomos. What does that mean, imi shekibru habaylam tomos? The way the Mefarish explains, this imi shekibru habaylam is going back on both the case of v'shnosa and the case of ovda v'nintus b'alazmum. As opposed to the first three cases of the Mishnah, Vlad Chatos, Tmuras Chatos, Chatos Shmeisu Baleo, there the Mefarish says clearly that these dinim are true even before Kapara. In other words, if one had a Chatos and it gave birth to a Vlad, or if he was Mamer, now he has a Tmuras Chatos, or if it was Chatos Shmeisu Baleo, in all these cases, even if there was no Kapara yet for the Bailim, still the din is that these three Chatos go to Miso. As opposed to the fourth and the fifth, here the Mishnah differentiates between before it was Neskaper Bailim and after Neskaper Bailim. Rakapan the Mefarish explains that the words imi shekibru habayim are not going back on the previous words she'avda v'nintzes balas mum. In other words, it does not mean that the original chatos was only found after it was neskaper habaylim. Rather, even in a case where the original chatos was lost and found before you were neskaper with another chatos, if at the time you found the original one already had a mum, afterwards he was neskaper with the second one that he was mafish, there also the deal will be that the first one goes lemisa. And the Mefarish explains, if the first chatos would have been found as a tmima, and it was found before it was neskaper with the other one, then there will be that it will not go lemisa. The truth is, this really machlekes in the Mishnah and Chav Beis and Mebeis in Tmura, machlekes between the Chacham and Rebbe. According to the Shita of Rebbe, even avuda b'shas hafrosha also is mesa, meaning even if the first chatos was only lost b'shas hafrosha of the second one, but at the time that he was neskaper with the second one, at that time already the first one had been found, it still didn't, is that according to Rebbe, the first one goes lemisa. Ashenki in the coin to the Chacham, they argue and they hold that it's only Mesa if it was Avud B'Shas Kapara. If the first one was still lost at the time that he was Miskapa with the second one, that's what the din is, that when the first one is found, it goes to Misa. Ashenki, if it's Avud only B'Shas Afrosh and not B'Shas Kapara, at the time he was Miskapa with the second one, and then already the first one had been found, there it does not go to Misa. And Mefarish explains that Mishnah, according to the Shita of the Chachamim, that even though the din is according to the Chacham, only if it's Avud B'Shas Kapara Mesa, in our Mishnah it was Avud B'Shas HaFrosha, but not B'Shas Kapara. However, in this case where it was found a Balmum, not a Tmima, here even the Chum would be Maskim. If after he finds the first one, he then goes and is Miskarpa with the second one, the first one goes Lemisa. So the words in the Mishnah, Mishakipur Abaylam Thomas, does not mean that's when he found the original one. It just means that even if he found it before Kapara, but afterwards he was Miskarpa with the second one, then the first one goes Lemisa. And the Mefarish is mevur that these words, Mishakipur Abayim, are going back on both cases, the case of Ivrishnasa and the case of Avdav Nintas Balas Mom, In both of these cases, if he wants, he can be miskarpa with the first one. The case where it has a mum, he could be paided and buy another one with that money. The case of Avishnasa also, he could wait till it gets a mum and then buy another chatas with that money. But if he chose not to do so, rather he was miskarpa with the second one, in both of these cases, then right, the first one goes to the Misa. This is how the Mefarish learns the Mishnah here. Taisus, however, and the Yerumasal of Vlad Chatas, he argues, and he says, according to the Shita of the Rabbanon, he happens to mention a different Machlaikis Tanaim between the Rav Shimon and the Rabbanon. The Gemara there says that Rav Shimon holds like the Shita of Rabbi, that Avudu B'Shas HaFrosha also is Mesa, and the Rabbanon hold Dafka Avudu B'Shas Kapara. And Taisus explains, Amish says going like the Shita of the Rabbanon, Dafka Avudu B'Shas Kapara. And when the Mishnah says, Imishir Kippur Abaylam Thomas, it means that it was only found after it was Niskapar Bailim. Taisus argues in the Mefarish, and Taisus holds, according to the Shita of the Rabbanon, that if it would have been found before Kapara, it would not go to Misa. That which, when it was found, it had other reasons to say that it was not Roy, there are more Dechuyim, that's not a reason to say that it should go to Misa. If anything, Taisus says the opposite. If it was not Roy for Akraba for other reasons at the time that it was lost, there's less of a reason to say that it should go to Misa. Therefore, Taisus holds, Bedas the Rabbanon, when the Chatas is found before Kapara, even if it's found as a Balmum, it would also not go to Misa. The Mishnah means that it was found after it was Niskapar Bailam Ba'acheres. That's the Lashon of the Mishnah, Imish Shekipur Bailam Thomas. It means, if it was only found after Kapara, that's what the din is, like the Shita of the Chacham, that it goes to Misa. As the Mishnah continues, Behemshech, Im Achle Kippur Bailam Tirachet Istaiv, there the Mishnah means that if it was found before Kapara, the din is that it does not go to Misa. That means, even if eventually he was Miskapar with a different one, since he found the first one before he was Miskapar with the second one, it does not go to Misa. If so, Taisus asks, why does the Mishnah talk about a case Dafka was Nimtas Balas Mum? The same would also be true if it was Nimtas Tmimo, since it was found after Kapara, there everyone is maskim, that the din is that if it's found after Kapara, it goes to the Misa. Why does the Mishnah talk about a case of Nimtas Balas Mum? So Taisus explains, the Mishnah is telling us Lirabusa, an added Chiddush, that even in this case where it's Nimtas Balas Mum, it goes to the Misa, and Kolshkin in the case where it's Nimtas Tmimo. So this is the Machlokes between the Mefarish and Taisus, how to learn the Pshat in this line of the Mishnah, in Mishikibru Bailam Thomas, both according to the Mefarish and according to Taisus, we're going like the Shita of the Rabbanon, that Avudu B'Shas HaFrosh is not Mesa, only Avudu B'Shas Kapara. According to the Mefarish, what the Mishnah is telling us is, here in this case, even though it was only Avudu B'Shas HaFrosh, not B'Shas Kapara, still since it was Nimtas Balas Mom, here the Rabbanon would be Maskim, once he's in Skapra with the second one, the first one goes to Mesa. According to Taisus, the Mishnah is a case of Avudu B'Shas Kapara. The first one was not found until after he was Niskapar ready with the second one. And the Mishnah is adding an additional chiddush that even though it was Nimtas Balasumum, still goes to Misa. Now I've just mentioned one point over here. Rashi, or the Mefarish, in Dibur Maschal She'ivra Shnosa V'Sha'ovda, he says, V'Sha'ovda means Ad She'i Tmimo, it got lost before it got the Mum, it was still a Tmimo, and then V'Shuv Nimtas V'Rei Balasumum. Only after he found it, that's when he saw that it got a Mum. He makes a point to stress this, Mashmai says that if it would have had a mum before it got lost, then it will be that it does not go to Misa. And Nagois Hagra and Tmur Davchav Beis Omer Aleph, and Reis Beis, he makes this point as well. Rav over there in Tmur explains, the Mishnah means, Hachik Tani Avra Shnosa V'Sha'ovda, Ayovda V'Nimtas Balas Mum. Rav over there learned that the din of Avra Shnosa in the Mishnah is also only if it was Avda. Ragapan Rav over there says that the word Avda in the Mishnah is going both on Avra Shnosa and on Nimtas Balas Mum. And the Gro explains that it appears between the two, because by the case of Avra Shnosa, it could be even if it was Avra Shnosa first and then Avda. Hashenki, in the case of Nimtas Balas Mum, there the din is true that it goes to Misa only if it was first Avda and then Nimtas Balas Mum. So the Dik that we're making in Rashi over here by us is Mefurish in the Gro. The din of Avda for Nimtas Balas Mum is Dafka if it happened in that order. First it was Avda and then it got a Mum. If it got a Mum first and then it was Avda, then it would not go to Misa. What is the Pshat on this? Why should it make a difference when it got the Mum? The Chayr Pshat will be that since Rashi over here is understanding the din of the Mishnah is Dafke because it's a Tzirf, a Tarti L'Reyesa, there's two Chesreinus. Firstly, there was Avda, and he's Mafish another one, and it was Skapar eventually with the other one, and besides it, it also got a Mum. The Chayr Rashi would understand it's only considered Tarti L'Reyesa if it was first lost and then got a Mum while it was lost. If whoever became a Balmum ready before it was lost, so anyhow it was not Roy for a carbon, that was additionally it also got lost and he would separate another one to be Miskapar with another one. That would not be considered a second Reyesa. There would not go to Misa. According to this, we understand that this Rashi over here is Lashitosai. The way Rashi learns the Pshat in the Mishnah because it's a tzirf of the two Reyesas, that's why it goes to the Misa. Therefore, Rashi has to stress the case is talking about Bedafka where it got lost before it had the Mum. According to Taisus, however, The din of the Mishnah is that it goes misa because it was only found after it was niskaber ba'acheres. Now the Mishnah talks about a case of nimtzes balas mum, or the case of avresh nosa. That's just to give an added chiddush that even in this case it also goes lemisa. According to Taisus, already wouldn't make a difference if it got the mum before it was lost or afterwards. Either way, you would have that added chiddush. Even though at the time it was niskaber ba'acheres, this one was not roy. Besides for being lost, it also had a mum, or it also was avresh nosa. Even in that case, still then is that it goes lemisa. According to Taisus, it would not make a difference if it got the mum before it was lost or after it was lost. The only thing that would make a difference is that b'shas kapara, it had a mum. That already would have the added chiddush that even in this case it would go lemisa. Now we find another machlokes between the Mefarish and Taisvis, held on the shail of the Gemara, Maishna Resha Deloi Komiflegi, or Maishna Sefer De Komiflegi. There's machlokes between the Mefarish and Taisvis, and it would seem that the machlokes is the Shitasim, how they learned the Mishnah. The Mefarish explains the Gemara's shaila is, why is it that in the Sefer were machalik between before kapara and lachar kapara, Ashenkin in the Resha? The Risha means the cases of Lad Chattas, Tmuras Chattas, and Chattas Shemesu Baleho. In those three cases, the Mishnah is not Mechalik, and the din is that even before Kippur Bailim, still the din is that the Chattas goes to Misa. Why is it only in the Seifa we are Mechalik between before Kapara and La'achar Kapara? And this thing my answer is, Risha Psikolei, Seifa Loi Psikolei. Mefarish explains, in the Risha it's not Shaykh to be Mechalik between Koidim Kapara and La'achar Kapara, since in the Risha anyhow it's not Shaykh to be Mechalik with this Chattas. The cases of Lad Chattas and Tmuras Chattas, the Mefarish explains, Inu gufay lo have a chatos, it itself is not designated as a chatos. In the case of chatos shemisu baleh, also, once the bayam died, it's not shaykh for him to have kapara anymore. Therefore, since anyways he cannot be miskaper with these three chatos, therefore the din is that they go to miso, whether it's after kapara or if it's before kapara. Shankin, in the case of the sefer, it's shaykh to be miskaper with these chatos. He can be paid them when they're about mum and use the money to buy another chatos. Therefore, the mission is mechalik between kodim kapara and lachar kapara. Now Taisus, however, explained the shayla of the Gemara differently. When the Gemara asks, "Maishna Risha Deloi Komiflegi, Maishna Sefer De Komiflegi," Taisus explains the shayla is, why did the Mishnah divide the five Chatos HaMesos into two different Bavas? The first Bava is the din of Lachatos, Tmuras Chatos, and Chatos Shemesu Baleo, and that the Mishnah says the din of all three is Yamusu. And then the next Bava of the Mishnah brings the other two, Ivresh Nosa and Ovdav Nintas Balas Mum. Why is it divided into two different bavas? And that the Gemara answers, because in the first bava there is no chilek between koidim kapara and lachar kapara. In the second bava there is, that's enough of a reason to split them into two different categories. According to Taisus, the Gemara never meant to ask that in the first three cases of the Mishnah, Vlad chatas, Smuras chatas, and chatas shemesu baleha, that we should be mechayel between koidim kapara and lachar kapara, unlike the Mefarish who did explain the Gemara's shayla that way. And the pshat would be that it's the Shitasam. According to the Mefarish, the words of the Mishnah, Im Mishakipur Habaylam Tomos, those words are not going back on the words of Nimtzis. It's not telling you when this Chatas was found, that it was found even before Kapara, and the Mishnah tells us that once it's found before Kapara, then the din is that Mishakipur Habaylam Tomos, once it's ready Niskaper with the second one, then the first one is Tomos. And Ibn Shna says, well, there also the din is that if it's Niskaper Ba'acheres, then ready the first one goes the Misa. According to the Mefarish, it really would make sense to say that the first three chatos also have a chilek between koidim kapara and la'achar kapara. Lad chatos, tmuras chatos, chatos shemesu baleh. Also, it would have been a tzad to say that only after he's discovered ba'acheres, then it is that these three go lemisa. Therefore, this is how we learn the shayla of the Gemara. What's the chilek between the Reisha and the Seifa? Why are we not mechalik in the Reisha as well between koidim kapara and la'achar kapara? That the Gemara's teretz is Reisha psikolei, as the Mefarish explains. There's no svar to mechalik in the first three cases of the Mishnah between koidim kapara and la'achar kapara, since anyhow you'd not be able to miskaper with these three chatois. According to Tosis, however, the way Tosis explains the line of the Mishnah, Imi Shekipru Abaylam Tomos, is talking about when the Balas Mum was found. If it was found after Kapara, then it is that it goes Lemisa. If it was found before Kapara, it does not go Lemisa. Over Shnosa as well, Tosis explains, according to the Shita of the Gemara Tumur Daf Chabez, we won't get into this right now, but Rakhbam Tosis explains the Mishnah according to the Shita that Over Shnosa on its own is not enough of a reason to go Lemisa. It's only if it was also Avda and then Nimtas La'achar Kapara. But Akapar, according to Taisus, Imi Shekipru Abayim is going back on those two cases, the case of Avash Nosa and Avda Venimtas Balas Mum, that it only goes to Misa if it was found La'achar Kapara. According to Taisus, it's obvious the Gemara cannot ask on the cases of Lad Chatas, Smuras Chatas, and Chatas Shemesu Baleo, that there also we should be Mechag between Koidim Kapara and La'achar Kapara, since in those cases, it's not talking about that they got lost at all. That which Taisus learns, Imi Shekipru Abayim is the only negate where something got lost. And since the first three do not have to have been lost, therefore the Gemara cannot possibly ask, then the Reisha also, we should be mechayel between Koidim Kapara and La'achar Kapara. Taisus had to learn the Gemara's Shaila differently. which in truth is really hard to fit into the Lashon of the Gemara, Meishna Risha D'loi Kamiflagi, Meishna Sefer D'Kamiflagi. Lashon of the Gemara fits a lot better with the Pshat of the Mefarish. Could be the Tesis was not Geres B'chal the words Meishna Risha D'loi Kamiflagi. He was only Geres the words Meishna Sefer D'Miflagi. Rakapam, even with that Gersa, it would seem the Pshat of the Mefarish will be more the Pasha Pshat. The way we're learning Tosis L'Shitasam cannot learn that way. The way he learns the line of the Mishnah Imish Gipur Abayim Tomlos would not make sense for the Gemara to ask that we should be Mechalik in the Reisha also between Kodim Kapara and La'achar Kapara. Now continue on to the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah discusses the din of HaMafish Mois L'Nitzirusay. He was Mafish Mois Stumin. He didn't specify which of the money is going to be for his Chatos, which for an Eidla, which for a Shlomim. The din is, in all of this money, L'Nenin V'L'Moyalin, Ipnei Shein Ru'in Lovei Kulon Shlomim. And here we have machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns, this means, b'kol mana u'mana, each and every coin, we could say that this money is roi to be brought for a shlamim, therefore there is no me'ila on it. Since shlamim is kachikam, it doesn't have me'ila, and the money can be used to buy a shlamim, therefore there is no me'ila. In other words, it would seem to be mashma from Rashi, although we know that some of the money has to be used for a chatas and some for an oila, still since each and every coin is roi to be used for a shlamim, therefore there is no me'ila. Tosfos, however, explains differently. In Divar Masal HaMafish Mois L'Nizirusay, Tosfos explains, "Ipnei Shehin Ru'uyin Lovei Kulon Shlomim," all of the money can be used to buy a Shlomim. As Tosfos continues, he explains, "Kiven D'loi Pireish, Im Yirtzeh Yavi Kolon Mois L'Shlomim, V'Kotri Kam Lesbu Me'ila." Since he did not specify exactly which karbonis this money is going to be used for, if he wants, he could use all of this money to buy a Shlomim, and he'll use other money to buy his Oila and Chatos. Therefore, there is no Me'ila on this money. Tosfos did not say like Rashi that each mana can potentially be used for the Shlamim, rather he said all of the money could be used for the Shlamim. It would seem that Tosfos held, if there's a din that this money has to be used for all three karbanis, and he cannot choose to use all of it for Shlamim and use other money for the Chatas and Eila, then right, the din would be that he would be Mayal. And the chair what Tosfos was bothered by was that according to Rashi, if you spend all of the money to be used for his own purposes, then the chair you should be Mayal, and the Mishnah does not differentiate. The Mishnah says that if he used the money, according to Rashi, if he uses all of the money for his own personal benefit, he should be mal because definitely some of it was supposed to be used for the chatas or oila. For this reason, Tosfos has to say different than Rashi, that all of the money could be used for shlamim, and he could decide to use other money for the chatas and the oila. We find an identical machlokes in Nazir Daf Chof Daud Amud Beis. There also is machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. In truth, Rashi over there, Nazir, is not really Rashi, just as here. But Akapan over there, the Mefarish says, "In Dibur Maschal Leinen V'Leimoyalin." With each and every coin, he could potentially use it for a shlamim, therefore there is no me'ila on this money. Tosfos, however, over there, in Dibur Maschal, Pnei Sheru'uyin, he says, Kivan Shalei Pirish Klom, Im Yisramu Loi Behema Shmeina, if he comes upon a very heavy animal, Yavi Bekulan Shlamim, he could decide to use all of the money to buy that behema for his shlamim, Vashar Yavi Mebeisei, he'll use other money to buy the chatzis and the ayla, therefore Lekach Ein Moilin Behema. Now, Lemaisa, according to the Mefarish over here and the Mefarish in Nazir, what would he hold Lemaisa in a case where he did use all of the money for his own Hana? Would he be Chayiv Mishum Me'ila? Keep sure that you would say that he is Chayiv, and that's what the Tosfos Yontif over here in our Mishnah assumes. He brings the Batanuru who says, like Rashi, the reason why there's no Me'ila is because each Maho is roi to be used for the Shlamim. However, he asks on that, the Mishnah is not Mechalib between how much of it he used. According to Rashi and the Batanuru, Al-Khayiv used all of it, he should be Me'il. For that reason, he prefers the Pshat of Tosfos, and he says this is how the Ram understands as well. And Parag Daud Hochas Me'ila Halacha Gimel, since the Ram does not differentiate how much of it he used, Mashmais for the Ram will be that in all cases, even if he used all of the money, he's not Moyal, a Karach of the Pshat will be Al-Derech Tosfos. Now, if we look at the Lashon of the Mefarish over here, so at first glance it seems that the Mefarish looks at it as if it's a Suffolk. He asks Akasha, "My time Ozul Lakula, maybe we should go to Chumra and say that each money is right to be used for the Eila, therefore it would have Me'ila." From that Lashon, it would seem that he's looking at it as if it was a Suffolk. If this was the case, then the Tosfos Yontif would be right. If he uses all of the money, then he would be Mayal. However, the Mefarish then continues and he says, there is some money which is supposed to be bought for a Shlamim, and in that there is no Me'ila. We go Lekula because otherwise there's a chashash of bringing Chulun Ba'azara. Lamaisa, the Lashon of Azlina and Lekula is not really mashma that he's looking at as if it was a Suffolk. If it was a Suffolk Me'ila, then surely the klal is that you don't bring a carbon because of the chashash Chulun Ba'azara. The Lashon of Azlina and Lekula is mashma otherwise, and this mefarish will be understood very well with the Yisayt of the Briskerov, And Chedusha agrees in Nozer Daf Chavdal Rama Beis. He says that Yisoid, how to understand what exactly is Mois Stumin. He says we should not look at it as if it's a Tyrovis, a mixture of Mois Shlomim, Mois Oila, Mois Chulin, all mixed together. Rather, it has a new type of Kedusha, a new status, the Kedusha of Mois Stumin. The din of this Kedusha is that from this money, all three Karbonis are supposed to be brought, the Oila, the Shlomim, and the Chatos. But it's not the fact that some of the money is for the Oila, some for the Shlomim, and some for the Chatos, just it's all mixed together. Rather, all of the money has this status, this Kedusha Mechudeshes of Mois Stumin. And this was the need in the Mefarish over here, should there be Me'ila on this type of Kedusha or not? On one hand, from this money, an Oila and a Chatos are supposed to be brought, that would be reason to consider this money Kodshe Hashem. On the other hand, from the money also a Shlomim is brought, that would be it's hard to say the money does not have a shame of Kodshe Hashem. When there's a stira on the two Kedushas, over here we say Azlina and Lakula, when the Mefarish says because otherwise there'll be a Chash of Chulin Ba'azara, it doesn't mean that it's Safik Me'ila, like the Klav all Sveke Me'ila din is that you don't bring a carbon because of the Chash of Chulin Ba'azara. And what he means to say is, since there's a certain aspect of this money, which is not Kodshe Hashem, if one brings a carbon, it will be similar to Chulin Ba'azara, but the Maisa of the Pshan Rashi really is that there's a Hachra, but the Raisa we say this is not considered Kodshe Hashem. And according to this, and this is brought in the Shirim from Rav David Salvechik, in Nazar Daf Chavdar Omer Beis, the deal will be not like the Taisa Yantif is suggesting, that even if he uses all of the money for his own benefit, still he will not be Moyel. Since this new type of Kedusha, the Kedusha of Mois Stumin, is not Kodshe Hashem, since it's a certain aspect of this money which is going to be used for Shlom, that determines that all of the money does not have Kedusha of Kodshe Hashem. Therefore, even if he uses all of the money, since all of the money has this Kedusha of Mois Stumin, this money is not a teruvis of some Dmei Oila, some Dmei Chatos, whether it's all Mois Stumin. Therefore, if he uses all of it, also the din is that he's not Moyel. This will fit much better in the Lashon of the Mishnah, which does not differentiate how much of it he used. The Mashmois of the Mishnah is that even if he used all of the money, still he's not Moyel. According to this Yisayit of the Briskarov, even Bedas the Mefarish, we could say that if he uses all of the money, he's not Moyel. Surely, according to Taisus, as we said before, since according to Taisus, the reason why there's no Me'ila is because he can use all of the money to buy a Shlomim, then it's Pasha that he's not Moyel, even if he uses all of the money. According to what we're saying now, this is true even Bedas the Mefarish. I've just added a point, but again, to the Shita of Taisus over here, who says that the din is he can use all of the money for the Shlomim. Karen Oyo over here quotes the Taisus in Nazir, later on over there in the Afchav Da'ar Amabez, and even Maschal Yuplul in Adova, Taisus over there is Mechaik in the Lashon that he used. He said, if the Lashon used when he set aside this money is Elu Moislin is Irusi, that's where we say that if he wants, he could use all of the money to buy his Shlomim. He didn't say that this money is going to be used to buy all of the Karbanis. According to Taisus, only in that case, it will be that he's not Moyel. Ashenki in the case where he says, Mois halalu le karbonis nizirusi, there he said the money is going to be used for his karbonis nizirus. There the mashmais of his words are that he's going to buy all three karbonis with this money, and Einachayim the din is that he cannot use all of it for Shlomim. In this case, it will come out that he is Moyel. But Rakhman, this is all Bedas Taisus. Bedas the Mefarish, however, who explains the reason why there's no Me'ilo over here, is not because he can use all of the money for the Shlomim, rather, as we explained, Alderech the Briskarov, there's a new type of Kedusha over here, a Kedusha of Mois Stumin, and that the Mishnah is telling us that there is no Me'ilo. If so, even in a case where he would have to use the money to buy all three Karbanis, even if he said Beferish, he's going to use the money for all three, still there won't be that he's not Me'il, and even if he uses all of the money, that they won't be the same. Now, continue on, the Gemara asks Akasha from a Shlokish, the list of Nami Amafish Mois Lakinim, Lainen Vloy Me'ilin, Vnesha Hein Ruin, Lahavi Tayin Shlahigi Zmanon, Ubnayonish Over Zmanon. The Gemara's kasha is, if one is mechuyev to buy a cane and he sets aside money for the achiv, since he could use it to buy Torim Shalei Giyazmanom, and the Mishnah Nama Beis tells us that Torim Shalei Giyazmanom do not have Me'ilo, so this money also should not have Me'ilo. Tosfos over here on Divrei Maslam Mipnei Shehein Ru'uyin points out that Rish Lakish's kasha is really only from Torim Shalei Giyazmanom, but in Eish Avar Zmanom they will never become Roy, therefore it's only Kedinas, but he mentions it Agav, since surely one cannot use this money to buy Bnei Yayin Sha'over Zmanom. Now, it's true that this Gemara would be mashma, that one can lechatchila go ahead and buy Torim Shalei Giyah Zmanom, even though they're not Roy right now, we could buy them now and wait until they're Roy. So though there is no Me'ilo over here, since they're not Roy for a carbon, but he is lechatchila allowed to buy them and wait until they become Roy. However, the Mishnah LeMelech, in Perek Gimel Hilchos Yisurim Mizbeach Halacha Ches, he asks, we know the word Yuma says in Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis, just as there is an issur to be makriv of Mechusar Zman, there is also an issur to be makdish of Mechusar Zman. Mechusar Zman is an animal which was not yet 8 days old. We know the pasuk says, "V'hoya shivas yomim tachas imoy, umayim hashmini v'holo yevasa l'karben isha l'Hashem." From there we learn that a person cannot be makir of a behemoth for a carbon unless it's 8 days old. And the Gemara knew was mevuah that there's an iser to be makdash it as well. Therefore he says, l'chari kipshutei also do it be an iser to be makdash an oif, which is a mechus shazman, meaning tarim shalei gives manom. This is also a form of mechus shazman, that l'chari also should be included in the iser. However, he brings, in Agamar it's mevuah not like this. Agamar Rish Lakish asks, we should have said that if one is mafish mois in order to buy a cane, there shouldn't be a chiv me'ila, because if he wants, he could buy tarim shalei gives manom. If it would be an iser to buy tarim shalei gives manom, surely this would not be a taina. And even in the terrace of the Gemara, when Rava answers, Amr Torah b'mois stumin havei shlomim, Amr Torah havei tarim shalei gives manom, does the Torah say to buy tarim shalei gives manom? Rava does not say that there's an iser involved. Rather, what he says is that we don't consider the money is destined to buy tarim shalei gives manom, because they're not roi from the Mizbeach. The money is oimid to buy oifis, which are roi from the Mizbeach, therefore there would be me'ila. But al-Kapanim, you see that there would not be any iser involved. Both according to Rish Lakish and according to Rava, they don't suggest that there's an iser involved in buying tarim shalei gives manom. The Mishnah Malach says, L'chair Agamar would not seem to fit with the Gemara in Yuma. Perhaps he says, for that reason, the Rambam did not pask in this din, that it's also to be makdish mechusar zman. Maisi brings other rise that there is an iser to be makdish mechusar zman. However, other Achoinim, the Karen Oiro, as well as in the Chazanish, they suggest to be mechal between different types of mechusar zman. Mechusar zman of before 8 days, that's where there's an iser. Mashenkin, the mechusar zman of being makdish an oif, tarim shalei gives manom, and that there wouldn't be an iser. The stipler in the Kehilas Yaakov in Zvachim Simen Tes says this chilek as well. He asks, there is a man number who holds Laila Mechusar Zman. Every behemoth, the Laila, when it's not roi for a krava, has the status of Mechusar Zman. And still, then is that if one is Makdash or behemoth, but Laila, he's not over this Isser of being Makdash or Mechusar Zman. This is his right, that the Isser is not a general Isser for all types of Mechusar Zman. It's an Isser specifically for being Makdash or behemoth before 8 days. That's for this Isser, but other types of Mechusar Zman are not included. With this, the disciple answers our question as well, the kasha of the Mishnah Lamelech. You see from our Sigah that it's not also to be Makdash or Mechusar Zman of an Oif, Tarim Shalei Gives Manom, that would not be included in the Iser. And there is another point to be mentioned over here, and that is, there's a discussion in the Achainim, and in truth it's really a Machlekes Rishainim, that when one is Makdash or Mechusar Zman, whether it's Chal at all, the Chaznish in Paro, Simen Gimel, Sifkot and Dalet, quotes our Sigah, and he proves from here that when one is Makdash and Mechusar Zman, the Kedusha is Chal. He says, Taisus is Muchach like this. This is the Taisus that we mentioned before in Dibur Maskel Mipnei. The Lashon of Taisus is, Mipnei Shehein Ruyin Lahavi Tarim Shleg Yizmanam Kloimar Shehein Ketanim Ve'in Ruyin Lemizbeach Ato Ule Kesh Yigdalu Yichshuru. You can be Makdash them now, when they become Gedolim, then already they'll be kosher. Mashmais of Taisus is that the Kedusha is Chal. And Chaznish says, the Gemara itself is also Mashmah this way. The Chai, what he means to say is, if the Gemara says one could use this money which was hukdash, this money that he was mafish for his kingdom, he could use it to buy tarim shalei gives manom, a karach l'kedusha is chal, otherwise it would be considered as being mechal the mois by buying something which the kedusha is not chal on it. And again, even the maskana where Rava says that the money is not oimid for this, because shute Rava does not mean to say the kedusha will not be chal, it just means that there is no din that he's supposed to buy tarim shalei gives manom. Mashen came when one is mafish mois in his rusai, there is a din that he's supposed to buy a shlomim with this money. Now continue on to the next Mishnah. The Mishnah discusses whether there's Me'ila on Dam, and the Mishnah brings the sheet of Reb Shimon who says, Adam kal b'tchila v'chomer b'soifay, yitchilas in moylin, yotzal nachal kidrin moylin boy. The Gemara brings a braisa where there's a machlekes between Rameir and Reb Shimon connected to Chachamim. According to Rameir and Reb Shimon, there is Me'ila on Dam, according to Chachamim, there isn't. And the Gemara says, my time, the Gersa that we have, my time, demand omer in moylin, Taisa says that cannot be the correct Gersa, because the Gemara goes on to bring Psukim to show us that there is no Me'ilah on Dam, and that there's no Machlekes, Taisa says. Everyone is masking there's no Me'ilah on Dam in Atayra. Therefore, Taisa says the Girsa of the Gemara is, and Rashi brings this Girsa as well, Akan lepligi elul medarabanon, the whole Machlekes time is as far as whether there's Me'ilah medarabanon, av medaraisa in Me'ilin. Everyone agrees there is no Me'ilah medaraisa, and that the Gemara goes on to bring Makaris from the Psukim that there's no Me'ilah on Dam in Atayra. Taisus proves this, that even Rameir Reb Shimon, who's saying in the Braisa that there is Me'ila on Dam, it's not Medraisa, it's only Medrabanan, since Reb Shimon himself in the Mishnah says that there is no Me'ila on Dam in Betchilo, only after it's Yotzal Nachal Kidrain. If there would be Me'ila on Dam in Atayro, then surely would have Me'ila Betchilo as well. Akarchat's Me'ila only Medrabanan, and the Rabbanan only gave their din after it's Yotzal Nachal Kidrain. Taisus also quotes the Gemara in Yumadaf and Tesom and Beis. The Gemara also brings this braisa, the machlekes between Rameir and Reb Shimon connected to Chachamim, The Gemara says clearly, Ad kan lepli yalam derabbanon, av midraisa in moilin behem. Everyone agrees there is no mila midraisa, and Rav Shimon are talking about mi'ilam midrabbanon. Now over there in Yuma, earlier in Daftan Chesam, Rav in the Mishnah over there is talking about what happens to the dam after its nishbach al gabi yisoid, and the Mishnah says, Eilu ve'elu, which means both the dam of the chatas chitzonius and the dam of the chatas pnimius, since both of them, the shirayim was nishbach al gabi yisoid of the mizbeach. What happened to the dam was that it was nisariv ba'omo, the dam flowed to the canal which went through the base of Migdosh, v'yaisel nachal kidrin, v'nim karam leganinim lezevel, umaylim behem. He used to sell this dam to the ganonim, to the gardeners, who used the dam to fertilize the fields, umaylim behem, and was me'ilo on this dam. In other words, if someone would take this dam without paying the gizbar for it, then he would be me'il behegdish. According to the way Rashi and Tosfos learn, kipshutei that Mishnah also would mean that din me'ilo midarabanon, since the Kulayam there is no Me'ila Midaraisa. There is, however, another Shita which Taisus brings in Yuma, the Afnon Tasam and Beis, Dibur Maschel, who he brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Chaim Kayin. Taisus brings this as well in Tzvachim Daf Memvav Mer Aleph, Dibur Maschel, who, and in Menachas Daf Nun Beis Mer Aleph, Dibur Maschel Gozru. Rabbeinu Chaim Kayin holds that when it says Yotzal Nacha Kidrin Moilin Boy, it means Me'ila Midaraisa. And even though before was Yotzal Nacha Kidrin, there is no Me'ila, everyone is masking to these drushes that there's no mi'ilo on dam in Atayra. However, once it was Yotzal Nacha Kidrein, then already it has mi'ilo, not midrabanan, because at that point Bezdin were makdish it. Once they gave it a new kedusha, now already there's mi'ilo in Atayra. The reason why they were makdish it is so that people would not be nene from it without paying for it, as we saw the Mishnah of their Numa Dafnan Chesam Medbeiz, Nimkarim Leganonim Lezevel, they used to sell it. They didn't want people should take it without paying for it, therefore they were makdish it. Once they were makdish it, now already has a din mi'ilo in Atayra. It already is considered Momen Hegdish. According to Rabbeinu Chaim Kain, when it says, I can't leplig el midrabanon, av midraisa in mailim behem, which according to Taisus Bayos, that's the Girsa Ner Gemara, that's the Girsa Gemara Numadaf and Tasum Abbeiz. What it means to say is, not that the Me'ilah is only midrabanon, rather the whole machaikas is whether the Rabbanon gave it in Me'ilah by being makdashit, but otherwise the Dam would not have had Me'ilah. That Gemara wants to know, what is the Makar? The Dam does not have the Ikr Me'ilah that the rest of the carbon does have. The Taisus Hashanim in Yuma, Nafnin Tassam and Beis, Dibur Maschel Akan Lepligi, he makes this point, when it says over here in Ar Gemara, Akan Lepligi Elam Midarabonon, Darbonon Lemaisa means Amilam Midaraisa Idea Takonas Rabonon. The Iker Raya of Rabbeinu Chaim Kain, to explain that Me'ilah over here does not mean Me'ilah Midarabonon, so in the Gemara in the beginning of the Masechta, on Daf Beis and Mabeis, the Gemara says, Umi'iko Me'ilah Midarabonon, the Gemara looks where we find an example where the Rabbonon gave something a din Me'ilah. Why does the Gemara not quote our Mishnah that Rav Shimon holds Yotzal Nachal Kidrin Moilin Boy? Akarach of the Pshat is Rabbeinu Chaim Kain says that it's not Me'ilah Midarabanan L'maisa, it's Me'ilah Midaraisa because the Rabbanan were Makdish the Dam. Now, just mentioned there is a Ha'ar over here, and this Ha'ar is true whether you learn like the Taisvis that Me'ilah Midarabanan according to Rav Shimon is Mamish Midarabanan, or you learn like Rabbeinu Chaim Kain that the Rabbanan were Makdish the Dam, and now is Me'ilah Midaraisa. When the Gemara says, according to the Girsa of Taisus, this is Ergamar's Girsa, and Newman Nuntes, this is definitely the Girsa, I can lay plea Elam Midarabanan, Avam Midaraisa in Moilin. That Gemara looks for a Makar, where do you see that there's no Me'ilah Midaraisa? Nachar, when is there Me'ilah Midarabanan? That's only after it was Yotzal Nachal Kidrin. According to Taisus, that's when the Rabbanan were Mechadish or Din Me'ilah. According to Rabbeinu Chaim Akain, that's when they were Makdish the Dam, and now it has a Din Me'ilah Midaraisa. But before that, there is no Me'ilah. So if we're talking about the point in time when there's Me'ilah Midarabanan, and that the Gemara says there's only Me'ilah Midarabanan, not Me'ilah Midaraisa, according to Rabbeinu Chaim Akain, it means there's no Me'ilah Mitzad the Iker Dinim of the carbon. And that the Gemara goes on to bring Psukim, Lachar, at that point in time, after the dam was already Nizrak on the Mizbeach, it's already Nasis Mitzvasa, for that we don't need drushes from Psukim to tell us that there's no Me'ilah Midaraisa on the dam Mitzad the Dinim of the carbon. Even if there would have been Me'ilah on the dam Midaraisa as part of the rest of the carbon, once it's Yotzal Nachal Kidrin, after the Zriko, it's Nasis Mitzvasa and there is no Me'ilah. So, Karach, we have to be Matrik and say what the Gemara means is, I can't leplig El Midarabanan. The only Me'ilah that there possibly is after it's Yotzal Nachal Kidrin, there's a Me'ilah Midarabanan. Again, whether you learn like Toysis, that it's literally Darabanan, or like Rabbeinu Chaim Akain, Darabanan gave it a din Me'ilah Midaraisa. Aval Deraisa in Me'ilin in the Gemara, that means to say there never was Me'ilah Midaraisa at no point in time. That the Gemara wants to know what is the Makar, Lachar, there should have been Me'ilah Midaraisa as part of the rest of the carbon. And that din Me'ilah would have only been before the Zrika Saddam, before it's Nasas Mitzvasa. Once it's Nasas Mitzvasa, anyhow, that din Me'ilah would no longer be Negea. And that goes on to bring Sukkim to tell us that mitzad adinim of the rest of the carbon, that will be excluded from the drushes of the Psukim. One can take a look in Toysis and Psochem Dafchav Beis Omer Aleph, Dibar Maschol Moilim Behen, Toysis over there makes this point. Now, as far as the sheet of the Rambam, the Rambam paskins like Upshimin in our Mishnah, and Perak Beis Ochos Mi'ilah Halacha Yud Aleph, and the Lashon of the Rambam over there is as follows. Kol Dmei Shchitas HaKodshim, Ein Moilim Boy, Bein Lefnei Kapar, Bein Le'achar Kaparo, Ach Yotzel Nachal Kidroin, Yotzel Nachal Kidroin Moilim Boy, Vipnei Shoye Nimkar Leginois V'domav Hegdish. Ram says there is no Mi'ilah, Bein Lefnei Kapar, Bein Le'achar Kaparo. However, once it's Yotzel Nachal Kidroin, there is Mi'ilah, his Lashon is Mipnei Shoye Nimkar Leginois V'domav Hegdish. The Rav over there is Masig on the Rambam, and he says, Oysa Mi'ilah Eina Elo Midrabanon, V'hochi Isa B'yuma. He quotes the Gemara Yuma, which says, this Mi'ilah is only Midrabanon. The Rav seems to have understood B'das the Rambam, as Rambam holds his Mi'ilah Dereiso, and he's coming to argue on the Rambam, and he says, this Mi'ilah is only Midrabanon. And a number of Achroinim, the Marikurkis on this Rambam, the Merkavis HaMishnah, the Ar Sameach, the Minchas Chinuch, the Mitzvah Kuf Chav Zayin, Oizbeiz, they all say that the sheet of the Rambam is Al Derech the sheet of Rabbeinu Chaim HaKain, that there is Mi'ilah Midrabanon, and this is very much Maduik in the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam says, Yotzal Nechal Kidrein Moilun Boi Mipnei, Shayonim Kar Leginois V'dom of Hegdish. The reason why there's Mi'ilah is because it was sold to the Ginois, so it would be Mashma Al Derech Rabbeinu Chaim HaKain. They wanted to be able to sell it to the Ginois. They didn't want people to be nene without paying for it. Therefore, they will makdish it. This would be a kedusha of kotche bedek habayis, which is also mi'ilah mideraisa. And there is a wafer kasha which Taisus asks in Rabbeinu Chaim Makayin. Taisus asks this in a number of places wherever he brings Rabbeinu Chaim, in Yuma Daf Nantes, Zvachem Daf Menvov, Menachas Daf Nanbeiz. Taisus asks from a Gemara Daf Yud Beiz in Mi'ilah. The Gemara over there says, Mi'ika midi d'mei kar les be mi'ilah ulubasayf is be mi'ilah. The Gemara wants to know, do we ever find an example of something when it was originally niskalish, it did not have mi'ilah, and later on it does have mi'ilah? The Gemara says, yeah, we do find such an example. Ha'ika dam d'mei kar les be mi'ilah ulubasayf is be mi'ilah. And the Gemara quotes our Mishnah, dam b'tchila in mo'ilin bo, yotzal nachal kidrin mo'ilin bo. And Taisa asks, according to Rabbeinu Chaim HaKoyin, the reason why dam has mi'ilah, according to Rav Shimon, it's a Mila Deraisa because Bezin were Makdish to Dam after it was Yotzal Nachal Kidrein. If so, how could the Gemara use this as an example of something which originally did not have Mila and later on did have Mila? Over here, it's a new Akdosha which the Dam gets after it was Yotzal Nachal Kidrein. It's not an example of something which Peshas HaKdosha did not have Mila, later on it did get Mila. Here, the Dam has a second Akdosha which Bezin did to it after it was Yotzal Nachal Kidrein. For this reason, Taisis in all these places rejects the Pshar of Rabbeinu Chaim Makayin. So to explain the sheet of Rabbeinu Chaim HaKoyin, and according to the Rambam as well, as many Achoyim learn with Das Rambam, he also holds it as Mi'ilah Midereisa. If one takes a look in the Sefer Evan HaOzel from Bistra Zalman Meltzer, on this Rambam in Perek Beis Hochas Mi'ilah Halacha Yud Aleph, he also learns with Das Rambam that Mi'ilah is Midereisa. At first he brings the Kesef Mishnah. He says the Kesef Mishnah is Mashmah, that there's really no Machlekes between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Ravid was just coming to explain the Rambam. However, Bishop Zalman asks on this, we know in the beginning of the Masechta and Daf Beis and Mebeis, the Gemara says there's chilukim between Mi'ilah Deraisa and Mi'ilah Derabanon. The din to be Moisif Chaimish is only by Mi'ilah Deraisa, not by Mi'ilah Derabanon. If so, he says, how could the Ram be Soisim and simply say that there's Mi'ilah over here on this Dam after Tzotzal Nachal Kidrein? If the Ram would mean only Mi'ilah Derabanon, then he would have to say so, since there are nafkaminas lemais between Mi'ilah Deraisa and Mi'ilah Derabanon. Therefore, he says, Akarach, the Ram also means Mi'ilah Deraisa. He says, Ram is Al-Derech Rabbeinu Chaim HaKoyin. Bezin gives the Dam Kedusha, it's Kedusha Spedef Kabayis, and that Kedusha has a Pidyon when they sell it to the Ganonim, so that's a Pidyon on this Kedusha's Domim. However, he adds further and he says, this is based on the Siach Yitzchok, an earlier Achrin on Yuma, the Siach Yitzchok explains, Rabbeinu Chaim HaKoyin does not mean to say that Bezin actually make another Hakadosha after it was Yotzal Nachal Kidrein. And what it means is, every person when he's Makdish a Karbin, is Makdish Al-Das Bezdin. He's makdish the carbon in the way the Bezdin wants it to be niskadish, and since Bezdin want that the dam should have an additional kedusha after Tzatzal Nachal Kidrein, so it really all goes into his original akdosha. And when he's makdish a behemoth for a carbon, since he's doing it al das Bezdin, so he's really being makdish it with two kedushas, one kedusha is haguf, the ikar carbon. Additionally, he's also being makdish the dam that when it will be Yotzal Nachal Kidrein, it will have kedushas bedek habayis. All that goes into his original akdosha. And Mr. Zalman explains over there, how is it possible for one behemoth to have two different kedushas on it? He brings the sugya in Tmur Daf Lamed Beis, the sugya of Hegdish Eloy. Rakbam, this is how he explains the sheet of Rabbeinu Chaim HaKoyin. And this is how he understands in the Rambam as well. The Chor, this will fit better in the Lashon of the Rambam. Ram doesn't mention anything about Bezdin being Makdish to Dam. Ram simply says, Yotzel Nachal Kidrein Moilim Boy, Epnesha Yenimker Legino is the Dom of Hegdish. Ram simply says that it has Kedusha's Domim, because they wanted to sell it to the Ganonim. L'chor, that will fit better with the way the Siach Yitzchak explains, like Rabbi Yosef Zalman says, all this goes into his original Akdasha, not that it's the second Akdasha which goes on after the Dam reaches Nachal Kidrein. L'chor, this would also explain the Gemara later on in the Afiyat Beis, the Gemara which Tosfos asks on Rabbi Nochaim HaKohen. The Gemara there says that an example of something which originally does not have Me'ilah, and at a later point it does have Me'ilah, is Dam. Dam after it's Yosel Nachal Kidrein, there is Me'ilah. And Tosfos asks on Rabbi Nochaim HaKohen, if Bezdin is Makdish to Dam, this is not a good example of something which B'shas the Hakdasha did not have Me'ilah, later on it did get Me'ilah. According to the way that Reverend Ozel is explaining with Das Rabbeinu Chaim HaKohen, it would be easier to understand. It's not the fact that there's a second Hakdasha which happens B'shas it reaches Nachal Kidrein, as originally when the Bayam is Makdish his Behemoth for a carbon, he's also giving a Kedushas Domim. However, this Kedushas Dom does not give the Dam a Din Me'ilah right away. It's only after it's Yotzel Nachal Kidrein that it has Me'ilah Deraiso. The Pshat is because although he gives it a Kedushas Domim, Domim Lebede Kabayis, right away when he was Makdish the Behemoth, however, that Kedushas Bede Kabayis, there's no way it could be materialized. The Maisi cannot sell the Dam to the Ganonim until after it's Yotzel Nachal Kidrein, because he has to first use the Dam for Zrika on the Mizbeach in order to accomplish the Kapara. That's the Ikur Kedusha that he gave this Behemoth. Therefore, the Kedushas Bede Kabayis that he gave the Dam is not ready to be used until a later point. If it only gets its din me'ilah at that point. We'll see later on in Daf Yud Beis a similar concept. So this is an example of where he gave the Kedusha mitchilo, but l'maisa the me'ilah is only chal on it after it reaches Nachal Kidrein. That's how we can answer the Gemara in Daf Yud Beis for the Shita of Rabbeinu Chaim HaKohen and the Shita of the Rambam. Now continue on, the Gemara over here brings that according to Rabbi Yechanan, the Makar from the Pasuk that there is no me'ilah mideraisa on Dam, this is now which the Pasuk says, ki adam hu benefesh shechaper. And we learn lefnei kapara kila achar kapara. Ma l'achar kapara im by mi'ila, af lefnei kapara im by mi'ila. Now the Gemara asks, ve'imba, maybe you should say the opposite. Ma lefnei kapara yesh by mi'ila, af l'achar kapara yesh by mi'ila. So this the Gemara answers, ve'chigesh l'chodovish nasis mitzvosa ve'yesh by mi'ila. Do we ever find such a thing that even though it was nasis mitzvosa, there's still mi'ila? Therefore, l'achar kapara definitely there is no mi'ila. Therefore, makish the other way around, just like after kapara there's no mi'ila, lefnei kapara as well there is no mi'ila. The Gemara then continues, and the Gemara brings different places where we find something which was Nasis Mitzvasi, yet there still is Me'ilah. First, the Gemara brings Shumas Hadeshen, and the Gemara says, you cannot learn from Shumas Hadeshen to Dam, because it's Shnei Ksuvin Abba and Kechot Ein Milamdin, because it's not only Shumas Hadeshen, it's Eivari Sarihim Ashtaleach as well, or Big Day Kahuna according to Waman Domar. Since it's already Shnei Ksuvin Abba and Kechot Ein Milamdin, this would not be a Makar to say that after the Zrika Saddam, there would still be Me'ilah, and if we learn the Hekesh the other way around, just like L'achar Kapara, there's no Me'ilah, L'fnei Kapara as well, there is no Me'ilah. And here there's a fundamental question, how to understand the Gemara. There are two possibilities how to understand the Gemara at this point. One side would be, once it's reached Shnei Ksuvin Abba and Kechot Ein Milamdin, this would not be a Makar to say that Dam as well, after Zrika, there would still be Me'ilah. Once we don't have such a Makar, then already it's more mistaber to say that after Zrika, there's no Me'ilah, since Kepshuta the Asar will be that once he did Zrika, the Dam is no longer necessary, therefore there should not be Me'ilah anymore, and therefore we say the Hekesh the other way around, just like L'achar Kapar, there's no Me'ilah, the Fnei Kapar as well. The second side would be to say that this Gufo, that there's Shnei Ksuvim Habayin Ke'echad, is a Makar to say that L'achar Zrika, there is no Me'ilah, therefore we have to make the Hekesh the other way around. Just like we know for sure that L'achar Zrika, there's no Me'ilah, so to the Fnei Kapar also there is no Me'ilah. In the Sefer Mishnah from Rabbi Yaakov Shur, he was a Rav in a city called Kotov, and the Sefer is printed in the Blue Al Maseches series. He asks over there, Kasha, what does Gemara mean to answer that it's Shnei Ksuvim Abba and Kechod, therefore Eim Lamdin? In other words, if there would have been one pasuk, we would have had a limud to tell us, even L'achar Zrika, where it's Nasis Mitzvasa, there's still Me'ilah on Dam. Now that it's Shnei Ksuvim Abba and Kechod, there is no limud to tell us that din. However, Kaputa, he says, we don't have a Makar the other way around, that there cannot be Me'ilah after Zrika Saddam. There is still a tzad that there would be Me'ilah Achar Zrika, and if so, he says, how does the Gemara know to make the Hekesh from the Achar Zrika to Lefnei Zrika? Maybe we should make the Hekesh the other way around, just like Lefnei Zrika there is Me'ilah, L'Achar Zrika as well there's also Me'ilah. We have a cloud that when we have a choice to make a Hekesh, either L'Kula or L'Chumra, L'Chumra Makshinon, so as long as it's still possible to say that there's Me'ilah after Zrika Saddam, we should make the Hekesh in that direction to learn L'achar Kapara from L'fnei Kapara. So he quotes the Tosis in Kedushin Daf Lamed Hey Omer Alif Dibur Maschil Elo, who says an important Yisaid that when we say Kol Shnei Gesuvim Ban Kechad Eim Lamdin, it doesn't simply mean now the Torah said the din in more than one place; it said it in two places. Now we no longer have a makar that everywhere else in the Torah the din is the same. Rather, it's more than that. Now the Torah said this din in these two places; that's the makar. Everywhere else in the Torah the din is the other way around. The din does not apply. Tosis over there is talking about what is the makar that Noshim are Mechuyev. In all mitzvahs, say she'ein asman groma, and Tosef there says, since by Talmud Torah and Pidyon HaBen, these are mitzvahs essay she'ein asman groma. And here we have a meat to say that Noshim are not chayiv. That kufa is the makar that everywhere else Noshim are chayiv. The lashon of Tosef there is, kiven the Talmud Torah and Pidyon HaBen have a shnei k'suvim b'mayin ke'echad ve'in melamdin have a k'mayin miyuta. Shnei k'suvim b'mayin ke'echad is like a meat. Dafka hani p'turois have a shlei asman groma ba'alma Noshim chayovais. So Tosef understands the whole makar to tell us. Nashma Mukhiv in all Mr. Sasha Inas Man Gromo is goofa because of this din of Shnei K'suvim B'mayin Ke'echad Ein Melamdin, which in truth really means to say that we can learn the other way around. If Talmud Torah and Pidyon HaBen, the Torah says that they're Potter, from here we can learn that every other Mr. Sasha Inas Man Gromo, Nashma Chayovais. Akapam, the Mishnah Sri Yaakov explains, there is a Pshana Agamara as well. Once we have two places where the Torah tells us, even though it's Nasus Mitzvosa, still there's Me'ilah, now we're forced to make the Hekesh the other way around, to learn Lefnei Kapara from La'achar Kapara, that there's no Mi'ilah on Dam Lefnei Kapara. We cannot possibly learn the Hekesh to say that just like Lefnei Kapara there is Mi'ilah, so to La'achar Kapara there's Mi'ilah. Since we learn from these Shnei K'suvim B'mayin Ke'echad, that everywhere else, once it's Nasus Mitzvosa, there cannot be Mi'ilah. According to this, this is goof for the Makar to all over. Whenever we say this Kav, Ein Lecha Dorash Nasus Mitzvosa Moilim Ba, the Makar is from this Gufa that they have Shnei K'suvim B'mayin Ke'echad. According to one man number, it's Shumas Deshin along with Eivor Yisrael Meshtaleach. According to one man number, it's Shumas Deshin along with Big Day Kahuna. The Mice in the Gemara in the end says that according to one man number, there's Tre Miyuti. According to that man number, for sure, this is a Lima to all over. As Lashav the Gemara says, Hani in Midi Achrin Eloi, we can learn from here to everywhere else that Dovash Nasas Mitzvah said there is no Mi'ilah. But according to the Taisis in Kedushin Lamad Hey, we could say that even in the earlier stages of the Gemara, when we had Sheikh Suvim Ban Ke'echod, that also would be a Makar that everywhere else there is no Me'ilah. Now there is, however, a Tosis Hashanim in Yuma, on the Afnon Tesham Abayz, a Dibur Maschal in the Chadovar, who seems to argue on that Tosis. The Tosis Hashanim is on that Gemara over there, which is identical to our Gemara. The Gemara over there also brings that it's Sheikh Suvim Ban Ke'echod. However, the Tosis Hashanim asks, what is the Makar to all over the In the Chadovar Shnasas Mitzvasin and Moilin Ba? Even though there are Sheikh Suvim Ban Ke'echod, still the Tosis Hashanim says, that would be a reason why you cannot learn that to all over. Even Davash Nasas Mitzvah, still there is Me'ilah. However, this is not a Makar to the other way around, to tell us that Bivadai there is no Me'ilah. Rather, we're left with no Makar in either direction. So what Maisa is the Makar to that which would say all over, in the Davash Nasas Mitzvah, and Moilin Ba? He says, maybe you'll say that it's the Me'utim which the Gemara brings in the end of the Sugya. Whoever he asks, that only fits with them and the Omar. Up until that point of the Gemara, also the Gemara seems to have understood as the Davar Poshet that the Klal is true, Ein Lecha Dovash Nasas Mitvasin and Moilin Ba, even before we get to those Miyutim. So what would be the Makar to this Klal? So he's Mechadosh over there that the Makar is from the Teres Kainim, which brings a drasha which tells us that Chatos Amesis do not have Me'ilah, and he explains that just like Chatos Amesis, since they no longer have a mitzvah, the Yotzum de Me'ilah, so too something which the mitzvah was in the sky already, Dovash Nasas Mitvas also no longer has Me'ilah. The Ritva and the Taisus Arash and Yuma also bring this, that we learn the same way the Teres Kainim has the Joshua for Chatayas HaMeseis, the same is also true for Davash Nasas Mitzvasa. The Meister Achraim don't seem to find where the Teres Kainim has such a Joshua. On our Mishnah in the beginning of the Perek, where the Mishnah said this din, that Chatayas HaMeseis do not have Me'ilah, Taisus over there says because it's no longer called Kodshei Hashem, Rashi and Temura at the top of Chav Beis Amar Aleph, where the same Mishnah appears, the Lashon of Rashi is, Kiven Dlehi Veloy Dameha Kriven Ozla Kedushasa. But Akapan, the Rishonim and Yuma are saying that once we know the din is by Chatos HaMeisis that there's no Me'ilah, the same you say is also true by Davash Nasas Mitzvasa. The reason why Chatos HaMeisis do not have Me'ilah is because they're no longer ready for the mitzvah, so too if the mitzvah was done already, it's also Yotzim Midei Me'ilah. Now Rashi and Yuma and Tesla Mabez, Dibur Maschil Hu, and Taisis as well, in the long Dibur Maschil over there of Harei, towards the end, Taisis says, the makar to that which we say in the chadavash nasim mitvasa moilin ba is also because lekrina be kachay Hashem. Once the mitzvah is done with already, it's no longer oimid for kachay Hashem. Therefore, there is no me'ilah. And in truth, if chatos meisus themselves do not have a special drasha, the way the tesis shiran brought from the teres kainim, rather they're also learned from that which they're not kachay Hashem. as Tosfos brings at the beginning of our parak. And you wouldn't have to say that the din of Davar Shenaseh's mitzvasa in Meilim Bo is learned from the Chatoyas HaMeiseis, but in the same way Kotcha Hashem is Memei Chatoyas HaMeiseis, it's also Memei Davar Shenaseh's mitzvasa. It's the same Makar for both of them. But Akapanim in Yoneinu, it seems it's a Machlikus Rishenim. On one hand, we have the Tosfos in Kedushin Lamed Hei, who says that Shnei Ksuvim Ba'an Kachar would be a Lima that everywhere else in the Torah is different than these two places. If we're over here, we would have a Makar that everywhere else in the Torah, Davar Shenaseh's mitzvasa ain't Meilim Bo, since only in two places of dinner that there is Me'ila. That's how Tosfos in Kedushin holds. On the other hand, we have the Tosfos Yeshanim, the Tosfos Rosh, and the Ritva in Yuma, who all say that we need a different Makar that tells the din of Davar Shenaseh's mitzvasa ain't Meilim Bo. You could not learn that from the Shnei Ksuvim Rabbayin Ke'echad. And Rashi in Yuma as well, he doesn't say that the Makar for Davar Shenaseh's mitzvasa ain't Meilim Bo is from the Shnei Ksuvim Rabbayin Ke'echad. Rather, he says because it's not Kodshei Hashem. The Yuzi Hashem could hold that the klal of Shnei Ksuvim Rabbayin Ke'echad ain't Melamdin. That just means that you don't have a Makar that everywhere else in the Torah is the same as these two places. You also don't have a Makar that they're different. This is not a Makar to say Dafka over here the din is true, but everywhere else not. If we have to look for a different Makar, how do we know the klal of Davar Shenaseh's mitzvasa ain't Meilim Bo? Now, continue on. The Gemara brings a few examples where we find Davar Shenaseh's mitzvasa and still there is Me'ila. First, the Gemara brings Trumas HaDeshen. However, the Gemara says you cannot learn from Trumas HaDeshen because there's a second place, Eivor Yisorah Meshtaleach, and Shnei Ksuvim Rabbayin Ke'echad ain't Melamdin. As far as Eivor Yisorah Meshtaleach, as the Gemara brings Behemshech Atzriya Machlikis, whether they're Asr Bahanoah, the Gemara Numadav Samach Zayin Amar Aleph brings that it's Machlikis between Rav and Shmuel, Chad Omer Mutarim Bahanoah, Chad Omer Asurim Bahanoah. The Gemara over there explains, my number that holds that it's Asr Bahanoah, he learns from the words Eleretz Gezeira. The Lashon of the Pasuk, V'nosa Hasar Olov Es Kol HaVignoisom Eleretz Gezeira. We learn from the Lashon Gezeira, Rashi over there says, Numa Lashon Chimer V'Isser, that's the Makar that the Yivarim are still Asr Bahanoah even after the mitzvah is Niskayim already. Manam holds that they're mutter bano, he learns from the word bamidbar, v'shilich es asar bamidbar, just like the midbar is something which is hefker, they varm have dini hefker, and therefore they're not osar bahano. Now the chayim are bothered over here, the Karnoira, as well as in the Briskarov, in his country San Yuma, on page Chav Beis and Beis, they ask the lachar, this isser, on the varm of the sar mishaleach, which was learned from the pasuk Aleres Gezeira, lachar, this is a new isser, it's not an isser me'ila, and it's also not connected to that which I had in Isser Me'ila before it was Nishtaleach. It's a new Isser Hano, which is first Chal after it's pushed down the mountain. Lechor, why is this a steer to the Chal of Davar Shenaseh's mitzvasa in Meilin Bo? Here the original Isser Me'ila that it had is no longer going to get after the mitzvah's Niskayim. There's a new Isser which is Chal. It's not a steer to the Chal of Davar Shenaseh's mitzvasa in Meilin Bo. B'skrov of their quotes of Taisus and Zvachim, Ayim Beza Meralef, Dibur Maskel Elo, Taisus over there, Tayach Dvarav, mentions the Mishnah of Avodah Zarah in Dala Amud Aleph, which lists different types of Yisuri Hanoah, and the Mishnah over there says these things that are listed, even if they're Nisarv with something many times the amount of the Yisuri Hanoah, still the Yisuri Hanoah is not bottle. And Taisus is bothered, there are other items which could have been included in that list, for example, Chaticho Shol Chatas Tmeo, Chaticho Shol Kochim Shemesu, these cases also Taisus says they're Osir Ba'anoah and they're not Nisbatal. Akapam Taisus says that Mishnah is not referring to Kochim. For that reason, these items are not listed. And the next line, Taisus goes and asks, why did the Mishnah not mention Eivor Yisorah Meshtaleach? They're also Osir Ba'anoah, they also have a din that they wouldn't be Nisbatal. Why is that not included in the Mishnah? And it's clear from Taisus that Eivor Yisorah Meshtaleach are not Osir Medine Hegdish. Because Taisus just said a line before, Bekodshim Loi Kamairi. So from this Taisus, the Risk Rav proves that the Isser of Eivor Yisorah Meshtaleach is not an Isser Medine Hegdish, rather it's a new Isser. Mitzadetz dini hegdish, the kedusha is puk already, mishas dechiyosei letzuk. As soon as it's thrown off the mountain, the dini hegdish no longer apply because it's nasas mitzvasa. It's a new isser which is learned from the pasuk aleretz gezeira, but it's not an isser hegdish. However, mitzad sheni, the Briskov says, from Rashi over here in Eretz Yisrael would be mashma otherwise. Lashna Rashi over here in Dibur Maskel Hanichel Amanda Omar, he says, Eivor Yisorah Shal Yom Kippurim Amoylin Behen. Lashna Rashi is that there's me'ila. So that will be mashmur that what we learn from the pasuk of Aleretz Gezeira is not a new Isser. If it was a new Isser Hanoah not related to the Dini Hegdish, it definitely wouldn't be Me'ilah. It would be Stam an Isser Bahanoah. Mashmur Yisrael Rashi would be that the drosh of Aleretz Gezeira is gufa to tell us this din, that don't assume that it's Nasas Mitzvah and therefore the Isser Me'ilah goes off, rather it retains its Isser Me'ilah. Here this is an exception to the rule of Nasas Mitzvah, so here even after the Mitzvah is done with, it still retains its din Me'ilah. And as we said before, the Briskarov says the Etzim Sug is mashmur this way. If it would be considered a new Isser, the Gemara would not be able to say that Trumas HaDeshen and Eivor Yisorah Meshtaleach are Shnei Ksuvim Rabbayin Ke'echad, if a varis hamishlech is a new iser, then you don't see that it's an exception to the rule of nasis mitzvasa. And maisa, if you look at the other sugyas which are parallel to our Gemara, other places the Gemara also goes through this inyan of nasis mitzvasa umaylin baad shneksu v'ayin ke'echod, which is the Gemara in Zvachim Memvov, Yuma Dav Samach, Psachim Chavov, Chulin Kuf Yedzayin, Krisis Davov. In all these places, the Gemara does not mention a varis hamishlech. And it's an example of something which is nasis mitzvasa umaylin ba. Perhaps the other sugyas hold, like this taina, that the iser of a varis hamishlech is a new iser. It's not an iser kodesh. But Rambam Agma, which does mention it, lechay would be a raya that it is an iser kodesh, which, as the Briskov pointed out, is not the mashmaus of Tosis in Zvachim. Then Rav Chanan in the Kibbutz Shiurim Chelik Beis, Simin Chof Aleph, he has a simin on the Indian of nasis mitzvasa. And he has a shayla over there: is this klav nasis mitzvasa in meilin ba? A din specifically as far as Me'ila is concerned, as far as Dini Hegdish, or is it a general din, even other Yisuri I know which are usher because of a mitzvah, it would also be included in this klal, once the mitzvah is done with already, the Rissa I know will no longer be applicable. And he proves from the Taisav and Zvachim Ayin Beis, which the Riskov brought, Taisav there is Mavur, as the Mishnah of Oydazar Dafayin Dawid, Bekotchim Loi Kameri, is not talking about Dini Hegdish, therefore it's Muchach from that Taisav that a very sorry Mishlech are not usher me Dini Hegdish. And furthermore, Rabbi Chanan says, as far as Egla Rufa as well, Egla Rufa is mentioned in that Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, and according to Taisis, since Bekotchim Loi Kameri, it would be Muchach that the Isser of Egla Rufa is not an Isser Machmas Dini Hegdish, it's a different type of Isseri Hanah, but Akapan, from both of these, Egla Rufa and Aver Sari Mishlech, which Taisis would consider not Isser Hegdish, and yet they're both still mentioned in their Sugah as examples of Davash Nasis Mitzvasa Umaylin Ba, that the Isser remains even after the Mitzvah is done. From both of these, Rabbi Chanan says it would be muchach that the klal of davish nasis mitzvasa ein meilin bo is lav dafkal in inyan iser mila, rather it's a general klal that all isuri hano that are usher machmas a mitzvah, once the mitzvah is done with, really the iser hano should be poka, and these are exceptions to the rule, the iser remains even after the mitzvah is done. So this will be a teretz to the kasha of the Biskarov, according to Tosfos in Zvachim, enech nami the iser of avaris hamishlech mishlech is not an iser of hegdish, and still the Gemara holds that the klal should apply to that as well. The Rissa Hanah should not remain after the mitzvah is done with already. Akarcha the Torah is telling us that this is an exception to the rule. El Maisa would still seem to need further hesber, because this is not simply a case where there's Isra Hanah, and after the mitzvah is done with, Isra Hanah remains. A very same Mishlech are an example where the Isra first comes after the mitzvah is done with already. Akarcha the Torah was Mechadish a new Isra Hanah once the mitzvah was Neskaim already. Here the Chayah will be poshut that you cannot apply the klal of Davish Nasis Mitzvah in Meilin Ba. Even if the klal does apply to all Yisurim, not just Isser Hegdish, but here it will be partial that it does not apply, since over here this Isser Hano is only first Nischadish after the mitzvah was done with already. As far as Avshar Bochanan says that from Taisis and Zvachim it's Muchach, the Egla Rufa is not an Isser Kodesh, Taisis Mefurish like this in Yumadaf Nantesim Abeiz, Dibur Maschel Vaharei, he says, although Agmar is talking about Me'ila, the klal of Dovish Nasis Mitzvah So Moilin Ba, and the Gemara mentions Egla Rufa, still, Taisa says, Egla Rufa doesn't really have Me'ila, it's Stam and Isser Hanah. This is definitely the Pashtus, and Rav Yishenim hold this way. One can take a look in the Sefer Knesset Yishenim over here on Me'ila. He brings a number of Yishenim. Most of them hold that there is no Me'ila in Egla Rufa. There is a Shidas Yishenim that holds otherwise. He brings the Pirish Rabbeinu Al-Yakim in Yuma Daf Samach, and Me'iri in Kedushin Daf Nun Zayin. They say that Egla Rufa actually does have Me'ila, but Akapan, most Yishenim hold otherwise. And therefore, according to other Rishayim, would be Muchach, that Ersig is Lav Dafkal Inin Me'ilah, it's a general Shail, but all Yisuri Hanah, which come Machmas and Mitzvah, once it's Nasis Mitzvah, so the Klal is Ein Meilin Ba, besides for the few exceptions which the Gemara brings. And for the last few minutes, we'll discuss the Braisa of Rabbi Lotzer Reb Tzadok, who said, Lo Koton Hayu Ben Kevesh to Mizbeach, Meravi Shal Kevesh, Achas Lashiv Mishana Perchi Kuna Yardin Ba'i Mevin Yayin Korosh, Shu Daimele Gule Dveila, Mesarfin Oysa Begdusha. Originally, Agamar held that Am Mishnah, which says that once it's ready, Yod L'Shis and is no longer Me'ila, that will not fail with this sheet of a Rebbezber of Tzadayik. The Lashon of Rashi over here is, even the Matzrechel who Sreifa Bekdusha, Islay Nami Demoylin Behen. Rashi stresses the fact that the Sreifa is Bekdusha. Taisis, however, and Dibur Maschel Manoiser Sreifase Bekodesh explained simply that the Gemara's Kasha is that since according to Rebbezber of Tzadayik, there is still a mitzvah Sreifa to be done with this Yain, therefore it would not be considered Nasis Mitzvasai. The Mishnah, which is Mavur, that has Yotzim Dei Me'ilo, that's because it's Nasis Mitzvasai, that would not fit with Rabbi Lazar Reb Tzadok. That which Rashi mentions, Sreifasai B'Kedusha, Lacher Rashi would be coming to say, that this Din Sreifa is part of its Dinei Kedusha, now which needs Sreifa Dafka B'Kedesh, You see that it's part of the Dine Kodesh that this Yayin has. If it's not Nasas Mitzvasa, it should retain its Din Me'ilah. Although we do find that there are certain types of Sreifis which have to be done by Kedusha, it is still not considered part of the Mitzvahs. It's already Yassim Me'ilah before that. For example, Rava says in Daf Yud Amud Aleph that Besar Kotri Kotchim which were Nitma were Yotzim De Me'ilah. And the Gemara there explains, what is the Chiddush? Ma'o Dutema Besar Kotri Kotchim Shenitma Islay Mitzvahs Sreifa Lekayinim. There's still Mitzvahs Sreifa that has to be done. It has to be done by Kayinim. And in truth, that Sreifa also has to be done by Kodesh. If so, L'chair, just because we find that the Yain over here needs Sreifa B'Kedusha, that shouldn't be right that it's not Yotzim De Me'ilah. A karakal yafim mechag between something which got its din sreifa because of a psul, there we don't say that since it still has a din sreifa, it's not yet considered nasas mitzvasa. A shenken over here by yain, it had a din sreifa even without becoming psul, that already would be a right that it's not yet nasas mitzvasa, and therefore it should not be yotzim de me'ilah. Nachal, the same chalik you'd also have to say is the difference between erkes and basar which is noiser. Basar which is noiser also kufrit does not have me'ilah, similar to basar tameh which you mentioned from the Gemara daf Yudah Amud Aleph. Basar Noisar also, even though it's Tan Srifa, also there is no Me'ilah. And in truth, Erdin, Yayin Karsh, according to Rabbi Rav Tzadik, is Gufa learned from Noisar. The Torah says that it's learned from Noisar that it requires Srifa, but still, the Din Srifa over here is not because of a Psul. When it comes to Noisar, the Din Srifa is because of a Psul. That's not going to say that it was not yet Nasas Mitzvasa, then there will not be any Me'ilah. The Din Srifa over here, even though it's learned from Noisar, but it's a different gedder, it's part of the mitzvahs which have to be done with the yain. Therefore, until the Srifa is done, it's not yet Nasas Mitzvasa, and that will be reason to say that it still has Me'ilah. Ma'isan, this thing where answers is the Mishnah Kanfer with Rabbi Elazar Rebbe Tzadik, D'i Kolat, which Rashi explains D'i Kolat means, if he caught it midair before it hit the karka of the shis, then already he was Yotzim De Me'ilah, because the karka shis is Mekadashit. Taisus says along the same lines, and Dibur Maschol Man Noisar, that if he grabbed it before it hit the floor, over there was Nasas Mitzvasa because there's no Mitzvah Srifa unless it reached the karka of the Shis. The Chayin Lemaisa have difficult understanding this. One could take a look in the Karen Eira. If we learn from the Pesukim that there is such a din that it requires Srifa, why would it be Dafka if it touched the karka of the Shis? The Karen Eira over there has a hard time explaining the Girsa of our Gemara. He prefers to go with the Girsa of the Gemara in Sukkah. The words that he called would be an answer how the Mishnah could fit with the Shita of the Rabbanon. So now, which has Mishnah Gefil with Rabbi Elazar Rebbe Tzadik, that the Gemara of Dern Sukkah simply says, even Rabbi Elazar Rebbe Tzadik is maskim ein l'chadova shenases mitzvaso moilin ba, although there is a din sreifa b'kaydish, still there is no me'ilo once the ikar mitzvah of Nisach was done.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.